Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Linda Yaccarino says X needs more moderators after all. Ex-CEO Linda Yaccarino tells U.S. senators she's hiring more trust and safety staffers. She didn't mention that Elon Musk fired most people policing content on the platform when he acquired it in 2022. By Victoria Elliott. When Elon Musk took over Twitter, since rebranded as X, his favorite letter of the alphabet, he went on a firing spree. Chief among those ejected were people working on trust and safety, the work of keeping bad content from hate speech to child exploitation off the platform. In front of a U.S. Senate committee today, ex-CEO Linda Yaccarino appeared to tacitly acknowledge Musk went too far in tearing down the platform's guardrails, indicating the company was partially reversing course. She said that X had increased the number of trust and safety staff by 10% in the past 14 months and planned to hire 100 new moderators in Austin focused on child sexual exploitation. Yaccarino spoke at a Senate hearing called to discuss social networks' failure to curb child sexual abuse alongside the CEOs of Meta, TikTok, Snap, and Discord. She also said multiple times that less than 1% of X users are under 18. That claim and her announcement that after 14 months of Musk's ownership and deep cuts to trust and safety, the company was now hiring new moderators raised the eyebrows of social media experts and former Twitter employees. Theodora Skidas, a former member of Twitter's trust and safety team, laid off by Musk in November 2022, says even after making the hires Yaccarino boasted of, X is still woefully understaffed for a major social platform. Unless their technical systems for flagging and removing content have really improved, 100 is not enough, says Skidas. And that seems unlikely because they've fired so many engineers. X did not immediately respond to request for comment. Shortly after acquiring Twitter in October 2022, Musk laid off nearly half of Twitter's employees, making deep cuts into the trust and safety teams. Researchers and civil society organizations that had built relationships with the platform's trust and safety teams in order to alert them to hateful or problematic content quickly found themselves without anyone left at the platform to contact. The platform was nearly banned in Brazil in the run-up to the country's 2022 presidential runoffs after the country's electoral court worried that Musk would allow election-related lies to spread. A team of academic researchers found that hate speech spiked after Musk took the helm, and in last September, ahead of a historic election year, X fired five of the remaining trust and safety workers focusing on combating mis and disinformation. Skidas says that before Musk took over, there were about 400 Twitter staff working on trust and safety, plus some 5,000 contractors who helped review content on the platform. Most of those staffers and more than 4,000 of the contractors were laid off. Even after Yaccarino's claimed recent increase in trust and safety staff of more than 10%, the platform likely still has far fewer people working on keeping users safe. There's no way the company has more trust and safety staff than it did before Musk, Skidas says. If there were 20 people left and they hired two people, then that is a 10% increase, but that's still nothing compared to before, she says. Adding back 100 moderators, as Iaccarino claimed before the Senate today, would not be nearly enough to properly police content related to teenaged users and child exploitation-related content, even if they were solely focused on child sexual abuse, Skeetis says. Matt Modell, who formerly worked at Meta and is now a research and policy fellow at the Integrity Institute, a think tank focused on trust and safety, agrees. He's also doubtful of Iaccarino's claim that less than 1% of X users are under 18, which she used to suggest that many of the issues raised by the Senate committee were less relevant to X than for her fellow CEOs giving testimony. X doesn't have much by way of age verification, Modell says, so it would be very easy for a young user to lie about their age in order to use the platform. A Pew Research study released in December 2023 found that 20% of 13 to 17-year-olds in the U.S. say they ever use Twitter. The site could be hosting plenty of teens who are simply undercover and not captured in the metrics cited by Iaccarino. However many teens there are on X in 2024, Modell and Skeetis say they and the site's other users are less properly protected than they should be. Modell says that Iaccarino, steward of a platform with some 300 to 500 million users worldwide, appears to be more interested in spectacle over substance. 100 moderators is nothing, he says. It's trust and safety theater. Thanks for listening to Wired. My name is Zeke Robison, and for more stories like this one, visit us at wired.com.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.